This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. When Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson watches TV, he's often paying more attention to what he sees during the commercial breaks, and he's disturbed by a recent trend: ads that are weird just for weirdness sake.
Don't get me wrong. I think that shocking weirdness has its place in advertising. But I'm getting really sick of ads with twisted humor, willful wackiness, and over-the-top absurdist scenarios. Take a new ad for Skittles candies. We see a pair of sheep standing next to a tree stump and eating Skittles off of it. But wait, it turns out that these are talking sheep, with human heads. These freakish sheep people chat with each other as they munch.
These new smoothie mix Skittles are delicious.
I know. Two different flavors blended together in each one.
How can they blend together two things as different as an orange and a mango? It's unbelievable.
Finally, a farmer walks by and shouts,
"You two sheep boys, stop that jibber-jabbing!"
Ads of this ilk are everywhere. Quiznos has a talking baby. Burger King ads feature a jumbo-headed king. Skippy Peanut Butter shows a stage-diving Rastafarian elephants. I don't think these ads work as pieces of marketing, and I've grown immune to them as pieces of entertainment. So why are they all over my TV? I called up Skittles Ad Agency to ask just that. According to them, the target market for Skittles is 15 to 17-year-olds, which is older than they'd anticipated. The creative directors feel it wouldn't work for them to appeal to teens by showing a bunch of kids with skateboards. So instead, they just go weird. Another Skittles spot, called Nest, features a mustachioed man sitting in a huge bird's nest on a mountain. He's fed Skittles from the talons of a gargantuan shrieking bird.
Quack, quack. Thank you! Thank you very much!
But what on earth do the sheep boys and the nest man hope to convey? That the Skittles brand is edgy? That it's unpredictable and wild? If so, the whole effort seems futile when so many other ads reach for the same zany vibe. No distinct identity waits at the end of this well-trodden path. The bottom line? If everyone's freaky, no one is. Now, all this said, there are still some things to like about the Sheep Boys. For one, the previous Skittles campaign was unbearably hokey, with rainbows that showered streams of Skittles onto smiling children. This ad is a major step forward from that. Also, I love the riveting performance given by the sheep boy on the right. The way the actor slurps Skittles off that tree stump is both genius and disturbing.
How can they blend together two things as different as an orange and a mango?
In fact, this whole ad isn't half bad. It's even a little bit funny. Too bad it arrives at a time when freaky ads are a dime a dozen. I give it a C-. If a man-horse hybrid is known as a centaur, should we call these creatures sheep-tours?
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the ad report card column for Slate. You'll find a link to video of this ad at slate.com.